Hi there, can I speak to Patrick Bishop?
We can.
Hi Patrick, it's Leah calling from MMA Legal to do your witness statement. Is now still a good time for you?
Yes, it was.
Perfect. Before I start, I do just have to let you know that call is recorded for training and monitoring purposes. And for data protection, could you confirm your date of birth and your postcode for me, please?
10/5/1982, postcode PFD1EH.
Amazing. Thank you very much. So I've just before I get into the actual witness statement itself, I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions just so I know that we can still continue. Let me just get them up. Have you previously made any civil claim, criminal injuries claim, redress application, complaint, police report, inquiry statement, or claim to another scheme about any abuse received in care?
No.
No. Have you ever received any payment, apology, settlement, or decision?
No.
No? Okay. No worries at all. And are you comfortable and happy to continue today?
Yes, that's all.
Yeah. Do you need anyone with you or any other adjustments?
No, that's fine. I just like doing things myself.
Okay, fair enough. Do you understand that the purpose of the statement is to be sent to redress and agree that it can be used for your redress application and any support and evidence?
Yes, I know that.
Perfect. I've created a bit of a chronology of care, so a bit of a timeline of your care settings. I would like to go through that with you first just to ensure that I'm not missing any, okay?
Okay.
So in 1992, I have Griff Children's Home.
Griff, it's called.
Griff, sorry, that's my bad. I've got Griff Children's Home. I'm not very good at the pronunciation part.
Okay.
Then in 1994, I've got a Beach Avenue.
Beach Avenue was before the Griff.
Before Griff?
Yes.
Okay. You just bear with me. Okay, so from the care records that we've received, it only states that Griff was the first one. So are you saying that there was Beach before Griff?
No, I just kind of remember, but I'm sure Beach Avenue was before the Griff, but my granny died when she died, 1991, 92, so it might be right on.
Okay.
That's what I'm meant to care. It does.
I mean, the records that we have do show, so it was Griff Children's Home in 1992.
Yes.
And then returned back to your mother.
Yes.
And then back into care in April 1994, and that was into Beach Avenue.
Yes, that might be right, yes.
Okay, no problem. I've then got, after Beach Avenue, I've got Newfield Resource Centre.
Yes, that's right, yes.
In the Campsie unit?
Yes, that's Campsie and South, I was in.
Okay.
That's in Johnston, yes.
I've then got Balrossie.
Yes, that's Balrossie, the boys' home, but end up, they call it Rossie Home now because it's shut.
Yes, I've then got Kibble.
Yes, that's right. I've been right, I just
yeah, yeah.
Mixed up.
No, that's okay, don't worry. I just wanted to clarify before we continue. I would hate for us to get halfway down and then missing something.
Well, I've done quite a few, so I think five or something.
It looks like one, two. Yeah, it looks like five.
Yeah.
And then after Kibble, you were released to relatives or friends?
Yes, so I stayed with my grand for a couple of months and then I got my own house.
Okay, perfect. Well, if that's all correct, then let's crack on.
Okay.
I know. You'll have to excuse any of my pronunciations. I'm not the best at this. It's the most of it is like the towns and the city names. I'm like,
one of them's in Kilmacombe, one of them's in Johnston, one of them's in Bridge of Ear, one of them's in Paisley, and one of them's in Hunter Hall, that's in Paisley.
Yeah. Well, I spent the first couple of months doing my this job calling Renfrewshire Rufrenshire.
Sorry.
So I think there was a few times I said North Asia was North Asia. So, we've got there now, though.
Okay.
So I just want to let you know that you are in complete control of this meeting.
Thank you.
You can take a break, skip a question, or ask me to reword anything.
That's fine.
Please note that some questions can be upsetting because they do concern your caring time and its impact, okay?
Yes, I know.
So, where did you grow up and who did you live with before you went into care?
I lived with my mum before I went here. I lived with my gran. Initially, she died. I was always with my mum on and off, and then I was with my gran on and off. But I wasn't really in a actual setting, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, just
Kind of.
a house or a flat.
There were flats, aye.
Flat, yeah.
Yes.
And did you have your own bedroom?
No.
Shared.
Yes.
Okay. What was the food like at home? Just was it nice home cooked meals?
No, it's kind of, it's just my mom that, she, my mom was an alcoholic and all that, so never had things like that, so there was like 6 years, so no, it wasn't great, no.
Okay. And you've got, did you say there was six of you, so there was five siblings?
Yes, sir.
And can I ask how many brothers and how many sisters?
There's three brothers, three sisters and me, so there's seven.
Okay, and there was seven of you all together.
Yes, and we stayed in the apartment.
Okay, and who did you share the bedroom with?
Mainly my brothers.
Okay, are you the youngest or the middle?
Middle.
Middle. What about school? Did you still go to school before you went into care?
I was in primary school. I was in St. Fergus, but was hardly there. Didn't go well, no. So it was basically your mom's fair on that. But just basically, one of them was an alcoholic. One was always in and out of jail.
Okay. That was that your father?
Aye.
Okay.
I
If I do go silent at any moment, it is just so I can type up these notes, okay?
That's fine.
No problem.
I didn't get high school, didn't me.
You didn't go
Boys,
into high school?
no, I didn't get high school, no.
Okay. How did you come to enter into the care system?
My gran died when I was, but I don't know. She died when I was 10, and my mom was, she was an alcoholic, and I think my mom ended up putting us into care because my gran died. But ended up, I wasn't good at school, so I was going into a boys' home anyway. But me and my brother were into care with her, so.
Right, okay. So it was your mum who made the decision. Were you ever told why you were put into care?
And my mom was kind of, she was an alcoholic, so basically put in the care because of that, because she never had any incident like that. She always stayed with my other gran, and she was always throwing us out and things like that.
Right, so you weren't told, but you kind of knew.
Yes, aye. Because we
Okay.
were told the day we walked in that we were to link here, aye.
Okay. So I know you've got six siblings, obviously besides yourself, so you've got three brothers and three sisters, and you're the middle child. Were you separated from any of them in care?
Yes.
How many?
Them all.
From all of them?
Yes, me and my brother Kevin, we went Beach Avenue together, and then after that we were separated, so I never really seen him. I never seen any of my siblings or anything like that after I was 10 or something.
Okay. And did you say, so how old were you when you first entered care? Did you say about 10?
10 year old, I guess, so.
Yeah. And how did you feel at the time of first entering care? What were your first thoughts, if you can remember anything?
I don't know actually how to answer that one because I was quite young, you know what I mean? So, kind of,
Yeah.
when you're young, you don't kind of think of that, but you kind of miss your brothers and sisters and things like that, but you never really.
You never really thought about how you felt.
Nah. It's kind of, when you're that young, you don't really think about it.
No.
Only thing, I felt sad because my gran died, and if she didn't die, I don't think I'd have been here, to be honest with you.
Oh, bless. Were you very close with your gran?
I always spoke with her. She was kind of, she was always there, and then she had cancer. So, she passed away. So, kind of, that's when your life started fucking up.
Bless you. Is there anything important about your childhood health, any learning needs, any vulnerability that should be recorded for redress?
When I was ADHD when I was young.
Okay. I'll jot that down. Okay, so I'm now going to move on to the next section. And what I'm going to do in this section is I'm going to ask you a multitude of questions, but for each care setting, one by one, okay?
Yes.
So I know that there'll be some things that pop up where you're like, oh, that happened in that one as well. But I need to make sure I keep it chronological for when it gets sent to redress, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So I'm going to start with Greif Children's Home. So from records, I can see that you entered there on the 12th of February 1992. Can I ask what kind of setting it was? So was it a house? Was it like a...
There was two different houses.
Two houses. And which one were you in? Was there any name? Did it look...
No, just both of them were called the Greif. There was two different ones. There was a big house and then there was a wee one next to it, a wee cottage.
Okay. And which one were you in? The big house?
Yes.
Okay. And how many floors was it? Can you remember?
It was only two.
Two floors?
It was quite long at the back.
Okay.
I think it's still there, I'm not sure.
Potentially. Some of them haven't really shut down. Some of them have kind of, they've kept the building but changed what it's used for.
I know, but Rossi shut down, so that's why I got moved, because it's coming into a listed building, so they moved us up.
Right, yeah. So what was the like ordinary daily life like in Greif?
It was kind of, because you're young, that it was kind of, it's just, I don't know, it was kind of, wasn't it a real setting of just, so you just had to get used to it and adapt.
Yeah, so what about the actual, so did you have your own bedroom here?
In Greif, I can't remember, but.
Okay, that's okay.
Kind of mid-air, but I can't remember the Greif that much because I was that young.
That's okay. We'll take down what we can remember, and that's absolutely fine. What about toiletries? Can you remember if you were provided with shower gel, toothpaste?
No, I don't remember that.
Don't remember. What about the food? Was the food okay?
I don't actually remember that either.
That's okay. I'm just literally going to list off some things, and if you can't remember, just say no, okay?
Okay.
What about school? Did you still go to school while in this setting?
Yes, when I was in the Greif, I was still going to St. Fergus, I believe, for a couple of months.
Okay. What about clothing? Did you get provided any clothes there?
I can't remember that. That's
okay.
Too far back.
That's all right. Don't worry. What about contact with family? Did you still see your mum?
No.
And was that your decision, her decision, or?
It was probably hers because she was an alcoholic, no?
Okay.
I can't even remember when you go back that long.
Well, I can't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday, so it's all right.
And I can.
Okay. What about the staff? What were the staff like?
Some of them were all right, and some of them were just not all right. You always get that at home. So there's always a mixture. There's always ones that's all right. There's always ones that's not all right.
Okay. Always just a bit of a mixture of, you know, there's always going to be one or two.
Mixture of nice people and mixture of assholes, basically.
Fair enough. What about the kids, the other children there? Were they all right with you? Did you get along?
I can't remember.
Think from what I could see, actually, let me just have a little look.
Maybe about 6 months, maybe more than that.
From February until August.
A couple of months.
Yes. What about any rules? Were there any particular strict rules that you can remember?
No, I can't remember that.
Any punishments?
No, it was punishments. You were thrown in your room and locked in your room and things like that.
You would be thrown in your room and locked in?
Yes, I.
Okay.
That's what they used to do. That happened in quite a lot of homes when I was young. You used to get locked in your rooms and all that, and you were bad and all that.
I have heard that from a couple of people, to be fair.
It's quite a lot of the bastards used to hit you and all that, I know.
Did they hit you in Greif?
No.
No? Okay. Did anything happen in Greif that you would now, as an adult, consider to be abuse, neglect or harmful?
Just get locked in a room, things like that. I think that's harmful.
Okay.
And grabbed and threw about. That's probably the same as physical abuse, sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. How did it make you feel? You know, like at the time, like when you were being locked in your room, how would you feel?
You feel bad when you do that, because you're only used to being locked up. It's like imprisonment. Especially when you're that, you're only 10 years old, you go, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. Was it all of the staff that were involved, or only a particular few?
It's only a couple. I've noticed that in the five homes is in it. You always get ones that are brand new, you always get ones that are just arseholed, and you always get ones that shouldn't have been a home because you've been in jail.
Yeah. Okay. Can you give me one clear example of this occurring? So where and when did it occur? You know, what happened before?
Just that you were told to do something, you never done it, and you just get grabbed and threw in your room and all that. It's kind of...
And what kind of thing would you do for that to be the punishment?
I just can't remember that, to be honest.
That's okay.
Too young, you're only 10 years old, you know.
Yeah, of course. Did it happen often? Was it quite a... regular occurrence?
Yes, it was often hanging on the right side. It's
okay.
Just one of the things. I don't think they were trained out of stuff to actually deal with people. The young ones are just, I think we'll just put them in the job.
Yeah. And what about, did it ever become worse or change, or was it kind of just the same thing over and over?
Same thing over and over. You always knew when the days you're told around that, you're going to open a room.
What about when you were locked in your room? Were you given any food or water?
No. They used to open the door for dinner, doing your dinner and things like that.
Would you have to eat your dinner in the room, or were you allowed to go and eat with everyone else?
Well, they used to bring your dinner in here. There wasn't a toilet in the room either, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I remember that much.
Yeah. So I know it sounds a bit, I know it can be a bit hard to talk about, but with there being no toilet, would you have an accident while you were in there?
Aye, no choice. You'd either piss yourself or you'd shite yourself or you'd piss the floor or something.
Yeah.
No choice when you're locked in a room. It's just, it happened quite a lot back in the day.
Would you ask to go to the toilet, or were you not able to?
It's when you chat to go, you just get knocked. Just get knocked.
Okay. Okay. What immediate effects came from this kind of experience? Was there any pain or injury, any fear, shame, sleep problems, bedwetting, any running away?
Yes, that was all the same. I used to wet your bed, you used to run away, you used to get fear. Something. That's how you used to run away, because you were fear.
Yeah.
Probably you've heard that a lot, actually, and been involved in care. That's how a lot of people run away, because they've been a lot of the bad.
Yeah. And I'm sorry to ask, but would you wet the bed in Greif?
Yes.
Yeah, and what would happen if you wet the bed? Were you given any, any comfort? Were you given any...
No, certain staff, aye. Certain staff are all right, certain ones weren't they.
So would they, change your sheets?
Yes, some of them are all right. You've probably heard that a lot. Some of them are all right in certain homes, some of them weren't they. It happens in other homes. So you always meet nice people and then you meet arseholes.
Yeah, happens absolutely everywhere. I mean, it's just...
You never get home, you meet all the nice people. It never happens.
You never get a full night's sleep?
Right.
Okay.
It's one of the things. Sometimes you wish for it came, but it wasn't going to happen, so you just had to go in there. That's when you're 10 years old, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. did this happen to anyone else, or did anyone else ever witness this happening to you, you know, being locked in that room?
No, I just to witness other people, it happened to other people, and they probably witnessed it happening to me and all, but
yeah.
You're that young, you're that young, you can't remember, but it did happen to other people, eh? Used to happen to a lot of people in there.
Yeah, of course.
That was one of the worst ones.
Rife was the worst one.
One of them, aye.
Okay. And when you say you would be kind of, you know, grabbed or thrown into your room, was there ever any bruises, any handprints?
Yes, there was always bruises when they grab you and hit you and things like that. It's always happened.
Okay.
You're 10 years old. They go back that long, you can remember certain things, but you can't remember it all.
Yeah, of course. And did you ever tell anyone or try and get any help because of...
Yeah, so you used to tell the nice staff and all that, but when you see when you're that young, you didn't get believed when you've been in a home. They just try me, bother them, just ignore you.
Yeah.
Even the nice ones, they used to say, right, I may bother them and just walk away and things like that. So
okay.
You end up going like yourself. You end up seeming to think they're arseholes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because okay. Even if you made a complaint, you just get ignored because you're that young.
Okay. So that is everything for Greif.
Yes.
So I'm now going to move on to Beech Avenue. So I'm going to ask the same question again. What was Beech Avenue? Was it a home? Was it a residential school?
It was like two houses knocked into one. It was just a home. It was just like two normal houses and they knocked it through into one house.
Okay. And can you remember how many floors were in this house?
Two.
Two floors. And yeah. Where was your bedroom?
Top floor.
Okay. Did you have your own bedroom or shared?
Own bedroom.
Own bedroom.
I think there was only about 10 people in it or something.
In the home?
Yes.
Okay. What about the toilets? You know, were they shared? Yeah. Were the showers shared?
There were shared toilets, yes.
Shared toilets, okay.
And there's a couple of them, there's a couple on the top and one on the bottom.
Okay. No problem. Okay. And what about the food here?
Food was actually all right, but you can't really remember much of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've still got school, you're in there, so most of your meals were at school, do you know what I mean? Then you need to get just your dinner and that, and you can eat.
What about, would you like eat dinner together or eat breakfast together?
Yes, we used to do that. The table, we used to sit at the table.
Okay.
That was actually, Beech Avenue was actually the best one.
It was the best one?
Yes.
Okay. What about hygiene-wise? Was there any toiletries provided?
Just can't remember that, to be honest with you.
Okay.
No, I just cannot remember, too young. So I just actually liked the home, I thought it was quite good.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely fine. What about clothing? Did you go with the clothing that you had from home or were you provided new?
Clothing I came to home, aye.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I can't actually remember getting bought any clothing in there. I don't think I was in there that long either.
Let me have a little look and see what I have.
Beech
Avenue was about 2 months.
Aye, it wasn't that long.
Okay.
Because I left there and they put me in Newfield.
Yes, I've got Newfield. That's the next one, just for this one. What about contact with family? Was there still no contact?
No contact, no.
Okay. And what about the staff? What were they like?
Actually, it was a Mr. Rankin at Lanet and his wife. They owned a fruit also next to Bell Street. They were actually, him and his wife were actually very nice, sorry.
Okay, cool. Got that. And what about the other children? Were they okay?
Yes, I know some of them from Shergleston. Yes, they were actually all right.
You know some of the names?
Yes, I do. Right?
Can you give me just a couple? It just really helps to solidify the statement, is all.
There was Elizabeth Campbell.
Yeah.
Sharon McAllister.
Yeah.
That was two, and then my brother Kevin, he was in there too.
Your brother Kevin was in there too. Is he an older brother?
Younger, Kevin Bishop.
Younger? Okay.
He's the youngest.
Youngest. Okay.
Yes, he,
Got that.
he's deceased now.
Did anything happen here that you would now consider abuse, neglect, or harmful as an adult?
No.
No? Okay. And I know the question is, what was different about this placement compared with the others? I know you said it was the best one. What made it the best one?
The staff are actually very nice. The husband, there was a husband and wife that ran it. They owned the Hooters as well, but they ran that. So they were
Okay.
actually, I don't know if you, I can't remember, but I knew Mr. Rankin. He used to take us to the Hooters
Mr.
and we
Who,
owned it.
sorry?
His name was Mr. Rankin. I can't remember his first name. We owned the Hooters and that in Well Street, where just a landfill where I stayed in Paisley. So, because something holds in Paisley. We owned the Hooters and he used to take the Hooters and that, and you just used to help yourself. And I remember Casita's very nice, not so.
Okay, I'm glad that there was at least, one place that was safe
No,
for you.
that was the only one I know.
Oh, bless you. I'm going to move on now to Newfield.
Yes.
So I can see that you were there for about 6 months as well.
Yes.
What was Newfield in a sense of, was it a house?
It was units. There was like four or five different units because it was a residential home for boys and girls.
It was a residential.
Aye,
Okay.
boys and girls, plus the school was inside it.
Okay. And how many people were there to a unit? Can you remember at all?
Hold on.
That's okay.
I'd say six plus. Wasn't anything else
Yeah.
six?
So we'll go with like just six or more
Yes.
to a unit. And you said there was about four or five units.
Was. They were named after islands, Campsie, South, Iona. They were named after islands.
And I've got you down as being in the Campsie unit, is that right?
Yes, I think Campsie answered.
Campsie and South.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. What about the units? What did they look like? Was there a kitchen, dining room?
Was a kitchen, dining room, yes, couches. Just looked like the units kind of looked like a house, if you know what I mean? They were just
Okay.
kind of.
What about your bedroom? Did you have your own bedroom or did you share?
Had my own bedroom, yes.
Own bedroom. And what about bathrooms?
Yes, there was shared bathrooms, yes, there was like.
And what about showers? Was there shared showers?
Can't remember, but I know there was baths, I remember that back then.
Were they shared baths? So kind of everyone would take it in turns to use the baths?
Yes.
Okay. What about routines? Was there any specific kind of bathing routine? Was it you have to bath in the morning and night or?
No, not really, no.
No,
It
okay.
was kind of your choice, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, okay. You didn't have a choice. Oh, you had
Aye.
a choice.
It was up to you, but they never ever say to you, go for a shower and a bath every day, which I think you should have.
Yeah. Okay. What about the food?
I think it's actually all right as I can remember, but
Yeah.
can't remember that much, you know
Yeah, again, it's just one of them.
what I mean?
And what about toiletries? Can you remember being provided shower gel, toothpaste, toothbrush?
Right. No, I can't, no.
Is that you can't remember? You weren't given them?
I can't remember, but
Okay, no, that's okay. I just wanted to clarify that I didn't get that any mistaken.
no, I can remember when I got a wee bit older. I know all about that, aye, but no, I can't remember that, no.
Okay, no problem at all. And what about contact with family? Was there still no contact?
I don't think anybody ever came to see me in the field, no.
Okay. What about the staff? What were the staff like in this place?
Half and half. Half of them are all right, half of them are assholes.
Okay.
Pardon my language, but.
No, say what you need to say, honestly. There's no, you're all right.
Some of them are all right, some of them are just shouldn't have been there, if you know what I mean.
What about the other children there?
Some of them are all right, some of them aren't. It's kind of, they've probably seen the they've probably seen the same as me. He was all right, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, you're never going to get along with everyone.
That's it, kind of. You don't know them, so...
Yeah.
You go, ah, fucking hell.
Yeah. What about any rules? Was there any rules that you can remember from here?
No.
What about any punishments?
I used to go up to your room and hurt and battered and all that in there. That was... I didn't like that place at all.
So they would take you to your room?
They used to hit... Some of the staff used to hit you and things like that and throw you in your room and things like that.
Okay. So I know you've just said that, but I'll ask the same question again. Did anything happen there that as an adult you now consider to be abuse, neglect or harmful?
Yes.
And how would you label that?
Physical abuse, getting hurt and battered and threw in your room and locked in your room. That happened in there. I didn't like the place at all. I just couldn't stand it.
Okay.
When you've made a complaint to your staff, as I said to your phone, you're just getting off.
Yeah.
They just ignored you.
And who was responsible for the physical abuse?
The staff.
The staff. And was there any, was it just a particular set of staff or was it kind of all of them?
No, just it was kind of, as I said to you, some of them are all right, some of them weren't.
Yeah.
You notice that in order. You probably noticed that in all your claims you're dealing with. Some of the staff they liked and some of them they're just, no.
Yeah. So can you give me one clear example of a time when you were physically abused? What happened beforehand, what happened during and what happened after?
I can't really remember what happened before it, but I remember getting hurt and grabbed and threw in my room and things like that.
So can you remember where it happened? Was it in a communal area?
It wasn't in a communal area, it was in a private room.
In a private what, sorry?
Just in a private bit.
In a private bit of the unit. And so what did the member of staff do?
They actually just grabbed me and actually punched me and actually threw me in my room. Then locked the door.
Did he physically hurt you apart from grabbing you?
Yes, he actually whacked me. His hand actually punched me.
And where did that hit?
At my face.
Okay. And was there a mark after, I'm assuming?
Yes, a bruise.
And then he locked you in your room?
Yes.
And how long were you left for?
Yeah, a good 2 hours.
And can you remember what happened when you were let out of your room?
I was let out of my room with quite a nice staff, actually. What happened to your face? I said, he whacked me. And then all of a sudden, and you get caught up about it, I fell. That's what they used to say. Obviously, when you're a young lady and they're adults, they've got to believe they're adult.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Okay. Now, how often did this happen?
Happened a couple of times.
But it wasn't a regular occurrence?
No, it's just happened a couple of times with certain staff, yes.
And did it ever change or become worse?
No, not really, no. Just kind of the same people all the time. They just used to hit you and grab you and throw you in your room. It's the same. Never liked the place, never liked Newfield at all.
Okay. Okay. What was the immediate effect from this? Was there any bedwetting, sleep problems here?
You're bedwetting, you don't want to go to sleep and things like this happens to you. You lie awake all night and think you've got to come in and hit you and all that as well.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of the places I like to forget. I just didn't like it at all.
Yeah, absolutely understandable. Just going to ask really quick, just like I asked with the old one, in Newfield, what were the staff like when you did wet the bed?
Some of them used to change it, some of them didn't bother at all.
And the ones that didn't bother, was that left to you to deal with?
Yes.
Okay. And was that so, for example, you would have to change your own bed sheets or go for a quick bath, clean off?
Had to go and date yourself, yes.
Okay. And some would help and some just wouldn't?
Some of them are all right, some of them are slumming.
Okay. Did the same thing happen to anyone else, or did you ever witness anything?
Yes, yeah. I've happened to a few people in there now. You witnessed it, you've seen it happening and things like that.
And would other people have seen it happening to you?
Yes.
Okay. Did you tell anyone what's happening?
Yes, I told other members of staff that, as I said to you, when you're that young, they don't believe you. Actually, I don't think that happens much these days, you know.
And what was different about this care placement compared to the others?
I don't know what it was. I couldn't take it. I just didn't like it. Couldn't take the place at all. I just couldn't make it good. But some homes you miss when you're in, some of them you don't.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'm now going to move on to Balrossie. So just for your knowledge, there is only two placements left. So we're going to do Balrossie now, and then we'll do Kibble. And then that is everything for the in-depth of each placement, okay?
Okay.
Would you like to take a break at all, or are you happy to continue?
No, I'm all right. I've got a can.
Perfect. What type of setting was Balrossie? Was it a residential school or a house?
Yeah, a residential delisted school. It was, five houses.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually turned into flats now. It's in Kilmacombe, and some of the flats are worth a fortune.
Yeah. And how long were you in there for? I believe that looks like
a year and a half, 2 years maybe. It
looks like you were there for about one, two. I'm trying to work out 2 years minus 1 month.
Right, about 23 months, I'd say.
Yes. Yeah.
I remember that because I remember Balrossie because I remember talking to a couple of police in there, and they said it was getting renovated on the flats.
Wow. Okay.
And it was a listed building, so I didn't understand that.
Yeah. So again, kind of like what with the rest, what was your daily life? So what was the actual accommodation like? Did you have your own bedroom?
No, it was dormitories.
Okay. And how many did you share with?
Four.
And were they four other males, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Boys.
It was just boys?
Yes, it was a boys.
Okay.
Team.
No problem. I just have to check just because sometimes it can be mixed. What about bathroom-wise?
Just one big shared bathroom, yes.
Was that just shared between the four of you in the dormitory, or was it shared between everyone?
There was 30 people in the...
There was 30 of you?
In the one floor, yes. It was shared between us all.
Okay.
Which I didn't agree with that either.
Yeah. Were there showers, baths?
There was just showers and urinals and sinks. There wasn't any baths, no.
Okay. What about any routines? Was there any specific routines that they kept you in?
No, not really. They used to tell you in the morning, gonna shower, if you want a shower, and so on.
Okay. What about your school? Did you still do schoolwork?
School was in the place.
Okay, it was in
it
there.
It was a boys' school, yes, you had to go to school.
Okay. What about the food? Can you remember anything about the food?
Food was actually quite good, actually. You used to get your dinner. You used to get your breakfast in your dormitory.
Okay.
And then lunchtime, there was a big canteen for everybody in the full home. And then at tea time, you used to bring your unit. And then at supper time, you were in your unit.
Okay. And were you given like a choice with the food? Was there options, or was it just kind of whatever was given you had to eat?
There was kind of breakfast was options. When you went into the big canteen at lunchtime, you did have to choose some options.
Okay.
Night time and supper time. Supper time, that was a good thing about supper time in Balrossie. You used to go shopping with the staff. They used to take the boys shopping and you could pick which you liked, if you know what I mean.
Oh, right, okay.
That was quite good.
Yeah.
Back then, it was unheard of. So we used to go shopping and things like that. I think that was maybe just take you out for an hour or two or something.
So you would go shopping with the staff for the food?
Aye, for supper time, just no for dinners and lunches and that. Just late at night, you used to eat your supper about 7, 8 o'clock. You used to take a shop and eat what you wanted.
Nice, okay.
There was 12 people in the 12 or 16 land on, okay, so you had to, they couldn't exactly get everybody that wanted, if you know what I mean, you just had to pick.
Yeah, understandable.
Back then, when you were young, it was like hot dogs and burgers, chips, that was the main thing.
Yeah. Okay. And what was the staff like in there?
Was it half and half. Some of them were all right, some of them weren't.
Yeah, just the same as before.
It was kind of, some of them were nice, very nice actually, some of them were, and some of them were just arseholes, basically.
Yeah, fair enough.
Keep saying that word, you probably hear that a lot.
No, you're all right, I'd rather you were honest. What about the other children, did you get along with them?
Half and half, some of them not. You're in a dorm before you used to stick together, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And then therefore they kind of you stuck between the four of you, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so you kind of have no real choice but to try and get along.
Well, you had to get along because it was just a joke, to be honest with you. I didn't understand it. So it was like 4 years in a room, we go on. Well, you tried to go on, but you didn't get a choice. You were in a room, and you're in here, and that's it.
Yeah.
And then there was their boys in another room you used to like, and then there were boys in another room you didn't like. So they couldn't exactly, as long as they could say, like, you didn't get in there.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
You'd love to choose who you were in there, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, of course. Were there any rules in Balrossie that you can remember?
No.
And what about any punishments?
There was punishments. So you used to get locked in your room, and a few of the guys in there that, I still know who they are, and they used to hit you and throw you about and lock you in your room and all that, didn't they? There's a lot of them in that Balrossie I just didn't like, and the worst thing about Balrossie was the teachers were the worst.
Really? Okay, we'll get into that I'm going to pop that into the other box in our note sheet, which is about the abuse. So I would ask, you know, did anything happen there that you would now consider abuse to be sexual, physical, emotional or neglect? Which of those would you say happened in Balrossie?
Physical and neglect. There was a few of them that used to hit you and throw you about and battle you and walk you in your room. And some of the teachers that used to go, they were worse than the actual staff you dealt with when you were in your dorm.
Yeah.
You can actually, in the Rossi, in your heat, even though I was only 14, you know their names and all that?
Yeah.
You'd love to bump into them outside.
Right. Yeah. Can you give me one clear example, so one clear time where this physical abuse and neglect happened?
Happened a few times in there.
You give me like one really key one that you'll always remember?
I was in the shower and I was refusing to go to school to get a shower, and the guy just bounced my heat right off the tiles in the shower and actually just battered me and then told me get a shower. And just walked out.
And was that a teacher or a staff member?
That was a staff member.
And did you say you hit your head off the tiles?
Yes, bounced my heat right off the tiles in the shower. And told me to get a shower and that. Then I was refusing to go to school and get a shower. I remember that. And I can actually know the guy's name. So.
What was his name?
Derek. I can't remember his segment.
Derek, that's okay. That's good.
Then he bounced my heat right off the tiles in the shower and that. Told me to get a lash and all that.
He told you you would get a lashing?
A wash.
A lash, a wash, okay.
Yes.
And did he do anything else other than bounce your head off the shower tiles?
I just grabbed me by the throat, told me to get a shower, you're going to school.
Okay. Can I ask, when this happened, were you in the was it in the shower room?
Yes.
And were you clothed?
Yeah, just my pajama bottoms on.
Okay.
I remember it well.
It might sound silly, but for the, you know, the not the truthfulness, but for the redress to really understand this, can you remember what even anything about the pajama bottoms, you know, what colour they were?
They were blue.
Did they have any patterns?
No, just plain.
Okay. No problem. And what happened after that? You know, was the bruising? Was there any marks?
There was bruising and fear and things like that. I just got a shower and get ready and went to school because I didn't want to deal with the guy again because he was a moron, just evil.
Mhm. Okay. How often would this happen? Was it, you know, was the abuse a daily thing, or, you know, every now and then a thing?
Every now and then, yes.
Every now and then, okay. And did it ever change or get worse?
It changed for the staff. It wasn't the same staff. It was different staff at times, aye.
Okay. Okay.
The only thing I liked about Bill Rossi, as I said, he was the food. That was it.
Would you say the food was better than any other care setting?
No.
Okay.
Because I've not got to the last one yet.
Okay, go on then. I can't wait to hear about this full English breakfast.
That was one of the kibble was the best one.
Was it?
Even though a lot of people say bad things to say about it.
Okay. So what immediate effects did you experience while in Balrossi? So, you know, again, pain, injury, fear, shame, sleep problems, bedwetting.
Yes, at all.
All of it.
I couldn't wait to do it. I just hated the place.
And what about I'm on Balrossi. Yes, Balrossi. What about with Balrossi with the bedwetting?
Yes, I used to do that quite a lot, yes.
And what would happen in this institute for that? You know, were the staff helpful? Were they not?
No, you had to do it yourself because it was a dormitory. That's what dormitories were like. You had to change all your own beds and things like that.
Was there ever any comfort from staff? You know, oh, it's okay.
Yeah, some of them were all right, as I said to you. Some of them are nice and some of them... You probably noticed that yourself with people when you do interviews. People probably tell you some of the staff are brand new, some of them aren't. You probably notice that a lot.
Yeah. And it's always the bad ones that people remember the names of, never the good ones.
Yeah,
well, I say good ones, but you know.
I remember a lot of the names of the good ones that I like.
Can you give me some of the names that you remember?
I can remember the first names, but I can't remember
the names. No, first names is perfectly fine.
One of the good ones when I was in Balrossi was a guy called Jimmy McWilliams.
Okay.
He stayed in Johnston. He was a very nice man to see end up coming to Kibble.
Okay.
Another guy called Thomas Shirky. He was a night shift in Balrossi. He was brand new. He came to Kibble as well. He ended up in my night shift in Kibble as well.
Oh, God.
You end up remembering half of them and then you go, ah, that's a second name you can't remember.
Yeah. What about, so, apart from Derek, can you remember any of the other bad staff members' names?
Yes, there was Charles Horn. He was a teacher. Yes, Charles Horn.
Yep.
And Thomas McCallum. They were two of the head teachers in the place. They were famous for hitting people in Balrossi. I remember the two of them well. I don't know if they're still alive right enough or beat. But they were two, Thomas McCallum and Charles Horn. Charles Horn was the head teacher in the school.
Right.
And Thomas McCallum was the head man. He was...
And they were the ones who were quite well known for hitting people?
Yes.
Did they ever hit you?
Yes. They were two main men in Kibble, Balrossi. You probably tell their names quite a lot if you're dealing with people from Balrossi.
We do see a lot of names constantly popping up, yeah.
If you're dealing with people in Balrossi, they were two main men.
Yeah. Did you ever tell anyone what was happening in this one?
Yes, but they're head teachers and things like that, so you're not going to believe that. You used to tell your staff, if you're doing that, no, you used to get ding-donged, that's it, come that.
Yeah.
You used to get annoyed because they were the head teachers. They were the teachers in Milwaukee were the worst. Apart from that wee Derek guy, I can't remember his second name. I know he's staying rent for the next 2 years, isn't he? But I can't remember
right.
his second name.
Okay. So now let's move on to kibble, shall we?
Right.
So I have... Is there anything else you want to say about Balrossie?
No.
No? Okay.
I'm glad it's shut.
Yeah.
So their wages don't go through what I went through.
Okay. So let's move on to kibble. So I have you being down in kibble from 1997 to 1998.
Yes.
What was kibble? Was it a residential school? Was it a house?
Boys' school, yes, residential.
Okay. And again, what was it like? Did you have your own room?
Yes, I had the room in kibble, yes.
Own room, okay. Was it a big house that you stayed in?
It was like units, it was like dormitory units, four separate units of us in kibble.
Okay, four separate units. What about routines? Was there any particular routines there that you can really remember?
Yes, yeah, I think I had routines. I had to go on the showers.
Sorry, could you say that again for me?
I'm just getting a bathroom.
Oh, no problem.
There was a routine in kibble, right? Kibble was dreadful. You had to go on the morning, get a shower and all that, and things like that. Right?
Was there a specific time you had to wake up there?
Aye, because you had to go to school, because the school was in the place.
So what time would you wake up, if you can remember?
About 7, quarter to 8, roughly.
Yeah, okay.
So I had to beat school for 9. So. Then you had a breakfast, and you had to get a shower and things like that.
Okay. Did you have a school uniform?
Just your own clothing.
Own clothing, okay. And were you ever provided any clothing?
Yes, you used to get a bursary to go and your what do you call them?
Like a grant.
I used to get a grant in the what do you call the guys that used to? I can't remember their names. I know their names, but I can't remember what they called. They used to take your shopping and that.
Were you allowed to buy kind of with that grant whatever clothing that you wanted, or was there kind of rules surrounding it?
No, you could buy. As long as it was me, football course. Because you can buy what you want, if you can.
Okay. What about the food in this one?
Food was nice, yes.
Yeah. Were you given choice?
Yes. Very good choice.
Okay. Did you eat meals together?
Yes.
Where?
With a wee, in my unit, with a wee kind of canteen seat near there.
Okay. What about the school work there? Was the school okay?
Yes, it was quite fine. It was only like 60 a class and things like that. It was actually all right, right.
Okay. And any contact with family?
I think sometimes my mum phoned, but she used to phone when she was drunk, and I used to tell her staff, don't answer her. But no, I don't think, did anybody ever come see me in kibble? I don't think they did. No, I never really had much contact with family, and I used to go out and see my gran and that, and my gran, and I was in kibble. I used to go out for day visits, and kibble was just a line through my house at the time.
Okay.
Still there, you know.
Yeah. What about the staff? Was it just, again, a half and half?
Yes, top and half, but most of them were actually all right, aren't they?
Okay. What about the other children?
Kind of top. You like some of them, you didn't like some of them.
Okay. And was there any rules?
No, really. They used to kind of, they were kind of relaxed because you bring your own bit and that. They used to. That's certain rules, but not many, no.
And what about any punishments?
No, that's kind of... Actually, kibble was actually all right, even though you've probably heard a lot about it. I actually liked it.
Well, people had different experiences, you know. There's always going to be that. People might say that they had the best time in Balrossie, but it wasn't for you. It was just, you know, it's just all different, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that actually one of the ones last time Paisley and Kibble was always known as a place that people didn't want to go. I actually liked it.
Yeah. So there was no punishments, but was there anything that happened that you would now, as an adult, consider to be abuse, neglect, or harmful in a form of sexual, physical, emotional, or neglect?
No.
No? Okay.
I knew a lot of the staff in Kibble as well. So
you didn't like any of the staff?
I said I knew a few of them.
Oh, you knew a few of them?
Yes, it's just kind of, Paisley's not that big, you know what I mean?
Yes,
so
you said it was Jimmy
kinda,
Williams and Thomas Shutty.
Right, Thomas Sharkey or Shutty, he was a nice, but I knew a few of the staff. When I'm in the Kibble, I met a few of the staff, and I still speak to a few of the staff when I'm out and about having a pint and things like that.
Yeah, okay. Do you know what? Maybe that's helpful.
Because I know a few of the staff in Kibble at Stein Paisley, and I speak to them regularly because they're nice.
Mm.
And they speak to me, so.
Yeah, you can't have been a bad kid then, can you?
No, actually, kind of. Years ago, a lot of people had a bad things to say about the Kibble, didn't they? When you first get told the consent, you go, oh, no, no, the Kibble.
Yeah.
And then you kind of get in it and go, that's not that bad.
Yeah.
We've changed it on in, right enough, it's a secure unit and all that as well.
Was it a secure unit?
No, it wasn't then. It's new. It's kind of
okay.
It used to be just boys, but now they've got lasses in it, and it's a secure unit and all that now. It's kind of one of the richest homes in Scotland, I think.
Yeah, okay, I get what you mean. Was the bedwetting still happening in Kibble?
A wee bit, but not much, because you felt safer in there, if you know what I mean.
And if you did wet the bed, what would happen?
You just timed it yourself, actually. Some of the staff are all right, and you said Graham and all. The staff, I actually liked a lot of the staff in there.
Okay. Did you have any problems sleeping in Kibble, or were you okay?
It's all right. The first couple of months, you didn't go, oh, no, it's kind of because you're in a strange place, but after that, no, I'm all right. As I said to you, that was probably the best place I've been.
Yeah. And I would ask, you know, did you try and tell anyone or get any help? But it doesn't sound like you needed to.
No, Kibble was actually, didn't need to help me, it was all right.
In a few words, can you describe Kibble to me, like how you felt there?
I felt safe.
Yeah.
And that was the first time and a long time I felt safe when I went to Kibble, because it wasn't exactly the way people made it to be. A lot of people made Kibble look bad years ago.
Yeah.
But it wasn't when I went in it. But as you say, everybody's got different experiences.
Well, there is a lot of Kibbles as well. They've got stuff everywhere. So the Glasgow one might have been really awful, and then the Paisley one wasn't too bad. You know what I mean?
Well, when I was in the homes, they only had the Paisley one.
Oh, really?
Kibbles opened up. They've got hostels, they've got
Glasgow hospitals and stuff, haven't they?
They've got shares in St Mum's Football Club and all that as well.
Yeah.
So we never had all that when I was in there.
Aye, not too bad then. Is there anything else you'd like me to add down for Kibble?
No, Kibble was...
Okay.
I know it's a bad thing to say, because I've been in for a claim for compensation, but Kibble was... There's no point in lying. Kibble was actually nice.
Yeah. That's fine.
I actually liked it.
Just because you liked one of your five doesn't mean the rest were great. You're allowed to have, and I'm quite glad that you would have had that last one being that kind of a safer place. It must have been such a relief being in there.
It was actually, I was quite happy being in there. It made me feel safe being in there.
Well, that's all that we would want for you to feel safe. So I'm quite glad, and I'm the one who's doing your claim and telling you it's okay to have had a safe place. Okay.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. So I'm just going to quickly, before I move on, is there anything else that you would like to add for Greif that you might have remembered?
No, I'm too young to remember these things.
What about Beach Avenue?
No.
Newfield?
No, I hated the place.
Yeah. And Balrossie?
Hated that as well.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm moving on to the next section, And this is about all of the care settings overall, not just one or two, okay? It's all of them. So across all of the placements, what were the names of the main people responsible for your abuse?
The names?
Yeah, so I'll just go back through really quick, actually, because you gave me most of the names, didn't you? So I'll just, I'll go and I'll copy and paste them through because I don't feel like we need to re-go through that.
There was three main ones, yes.
So I've got Derek, Charles and Thomas.
Yes.
Okay. Are you happy for them to be the only names that we put on, or is there anyone else who you would like to be named?
No, that's it.
Okay. I also want you to be aware that none of these people will be aware that you've said their names, okay? It's just going
to
be... Yeah, well, fair enough. Some people panic and they don't want it, but it's fine.
You're not a wee boy anymore, are you?
No, you're not, absolutely. Were other children affected, and did you witness abuse or harm to anyone else?
Yes, I witnessed abuse to a few people I was in homes with. I think a lot of people did. I think that happens. You've probably heard that a lot. You witness a lot when you're in homes, especially when you're young, because even when you're that young, you don't get believed. I don't care what anybody says, you don't get believed.
Yeah.
I think that's how they go out this red dress, to close it up.
Yeah, definitely. And is there any children who you witnessed or witnessed you being abused whose names that you can remember at all?
No.
Okay, no worries at all. Don't worry. Why do you believe that the local authority should have been aware of what was happening?
They should have been aware of it. I think a few of the homes I was in, like Borossi and Newfield, and that, I think the local authority was aware of it, but they couldn't approve it. So I know Borossi was actually under investigation, I know Newfield, and that, but I don't think they could, in the grave, I don't think, you know, local authorities, like, they can't approve things they don't deal with.
Yeah. Were complaints ever discouraged, ignored or punished?
Ignored.
And were you ever moved, threatened or disbelieved because of these complaints?
Threatened, aye.
And what were you threatened with?
Well, the staff you threatened used to, they kind of threatened to be near discipline with you.
Okay. Have you ever reported the abuse to police, an inquiry, a professional or any authority?
Reported it to a couple of the staff, but you only believe. Never reported it to police because that was a staff responsibility, reported to police back then.
Okay. Why did you move between the different placements, and were the reasons ever explained to you?
No, the one they never explained, they just kept moving me. Which I didn't like, because it's just, they get moved about too much, it shouldn't have happened. Obviously, you're not going to have a settled life if you keep moving me.
Yeah. Did you ever run away, refuse to return or ask to be moved?
I ran away quite a few times, yes.
And what would happen when you ran away?
I would run away and I ended up running away from Paul Rossi and end up, me and five other boys ran away from Paul Rossi in my pyjamas and actually go to Kilmacombe and Port Glasgow and go on a train and actually came to Berkersley to Port Glasgow in the train in my pyjamas.
So you ran away from Paul Rossi in your pyjamas?
Yes.
Hopped on a train?
Yes.
To Glasgow?
That'll be in the police report, because it was, everybody used to talk, there was five ways, me and five others, we left Kilmacombe, Port Glasgow's about 6 to 8 miles from Kilmacombe, and we end up leaving Borossi because we didn't like it, and end up getting on a train at Port Glasgow to Fergusley, and went to my auntie's house in Fergusley.
And were the police the ones that caught you and returned you?
The police picked us up and took us back to Borossi, yes. So there'll be a police, it should be in a police report.
There probably is. I'll have to double check that one.
It's got to be because we were in my pyjamas and house coats.
Why did you run away?
Just didn't like the place.
Just didn't like it.
Hated it. We ended up leaving it and then they get returned to the place at about 5 in the morning or something.
And what happened when you were returned?
No, I just told to go to my bed, and then they get made to get up about 2 hours later for school.
Right, okay.
I remember that. It was one of the things that you think about it now. You see, that was quite funny, that.
I shouldn't laugh, but I think it's the thought of 5 kids in their pyjamas getting on a train. Nobody asking any questions.
No, they just like it's on the train, that's it. They're there, aren't
you? I think that's the part that got me a little bit, because I think the first thing I do is, why are you in your dramas?
The main ticket wardens are out in Canaries. And the train get wrecked, the cart they were in, and they got up at St James's next day in Fergusley and walked all the way to Manty's house, and then Manty grassed on us and phoned the police and they got picked up. It's got to be in a police report because we get picked up in my pyjamas. No, it's got to be there somewhere.
Yeah, there should be. What age did you leave the care system?
16 and a half, 17, roughly.
Okay. And what were your circumstances after? So where did you go once you were released from care?
I went to my grand's for 2 months, and then I didn't like that, and I got my own house. So I've stayed myself before I was 17. I had my own house since then. No support after it either. I didn't like that.
There was no support?
I think you should have been supported when you left here.
I would have to agree.
Especially when I was about 16 or so.
Yeah.
You'd think there'd be support there for you. Nah, there wasn't any support. Just basically, when you're that age, get to fuck and just, that's you. There's a lot of support now when you leave here.
Yeah. So I'm now going to move on to the next section, which is all about the impact on your whole experience. So it is going to be, you know, how the combined experience has affected you. So how did the experience affect you at the time in a way of such as your safety, your trust, your confidence, your sleep, behaviour, education, relationships, or your ability to speak up?
Well, that's kind of, that's the more you kind of, it sticks with you in your brain. It's kind of mentally, you know. It's always in your brain. You just sit and think about it. That's how I drink as much, because you just can't think about it when you were young.
Yeah.
It's kind of just one of the things you wish you could forget, but you can't.
Yeah, I've got that.
It's mainly mentally now, because you're older, it just sticks with you constantly.
Yeah, so that is actually the next question. So how has it affected your mental health? Things such as anxiety, depression, trauma symptoms, panic, flashbacks, nightmares, self-harm, or suicidal thoughts?
Yes, flashbacks and nightmares and things like that, yes. That's one of the main things that people don't understand about it. That's kind of, you do get flashbacks, you get memories, you get mental health problems with things like that. It sticks to you constantly.
Have you got any mental health problems, Patrick?
No.
Non-diagnosed?
Just alcohol.
Just alcohol, okay.
That's a painkiller.
And would you classify yourself as alcohol dependent or an alcoholic?
Alcohol dependent,
okay.
I get medication after the doctor for it.
Okay, no problem.
For my stomach, I've damaged my stomach lining for the drink the other years.
Was there ever any substance abuse?
No, I've never took drugs.
Okay.
Never even thought about it. I don't even think I've ever smoked a joint, to be honest with you.
Fair enough. It's the best way, isn't it?
I know, that's kind of...
Yeah.
When you look about where that stayed back to support, it was kind of a bad area back in the 1960s for drugs and things like that, but I never even took an echo in my life.
Wow. What about any self-harm or suicidal thoughts?
I've had suicidal thoughts, aye, but I've never self-harmed, no.
Okay. Do you take any medication for any kind of sleep problems?
I take sleeping tablets, but that's for quasi my sciatica in my back and leg. I get sleepless and things like that.
Okay. How has your experience in care affected any relationships?
I don't really have relationships, no. I've not got much friends either, because I don't really trust much. I'm kind of a loner. And that's kind of, that affected me being in homes, because you don't know who to trust.
Yeah.
You're kind of, I think I've got one close pal, and that's about it. And at my age of 44, you think you're for funnels.
Yeah. What about intimacy? Has it ever affected, has your experience ever affected your ability to be intimate with someone?
No, kind of. I've not really been intimate with many people, to be honest with you, kind of.
Okay, no problem.
I don't, I've had a couple of relationships, but I don't really tell them nothing, if you know what I mean. I kind of, you keep it all yourself, but it does affect you, because some of the women you go out with, you don't really tell us nothing, you don't go, you don't say nothing. So sometimes you're better just keeping things to yourself.
Yeah.
You don't tell anybody about your physical abuse and all that, care. I've never really done it, no.
Yeah. What about your, obviously you said that you can't really trust people. Would you say that trust is one of the biggest things it has affected?
Yes.
Yeah. And what about any isolation? Do you ever find yourself isolating yourself?
Yes, I've kind of, I don't really get much. I'm kind of a housey person. I'm kind of, I'm not a socializer.
Okay.
I'm kind of, I'd rather sit in the house with 10 cans and go and speak to people. And that's part of the reason.
Yeah. And what
even
about your confidence?
Confidence is low at times. It's not great, my confidence, but as you know, your confidence, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
Yeah, it can always flip, can't it?
It's up and down.
Yeah, okay. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the effect it's had on relationships, any friendships, anything like that?
It's just isolation, basically. Because
yeah.
Of the, it's just a joke. It's actually, I know it's a bad thing to say. I think care home should be shut. Well, back in the day, I don't know whether I like now right enough, but I've heard a lot of good things about care homes these days.
Well, you like, you kind of question why now.
Right.
How has your overall experience affected your education, your work, your opportunities, finances, housing, or day-to-day stability?
Well, it's kind of, it's affected them all, because I kind of don't work and things like that.
You don't work?
Of, I'm on disability, yeah.
Okay.
Kind of, it affects your confidence, actually. To, it's kind of sticks in your head, and I've tried working a couple of times, and then things just come into your head, and you end up going, like, I can't be bothered with this, I just want to behave. Sometimes you depress yourself there, thinking about it.
Yeah.
And then other times you're all right, if you know what I mean. It's kind of...
No, I understand.
I'd love company, to be honest with you. I've had a couple of relationships, and... Sometimes the woman go out and don't look happy, and then other times you look happy. It's just, I think it's, don't know what it is, it's just 50-50, I think it just comes and goes.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's always there. It's not going away, I don't think.
Patrick, is there anything that triggers you? Any places, smells, authority figures, institutions, or situations that you would avoid because it triggers you?
Well, I don't really get much, so kind of, I don't really know that answer to that. I can't really answer that one.
Yeah, no, that's okay, you don't have to.
I don't like being in private places like councils and institutions and things like that. I don't like that. I don't even like going to my doctors because there's a lot of people about. Usually my doctor phones me because I've kind of told them I don't like company surgeries.
So would you say that you avoid?
I avoid contact
yeah.
with people, yes. I kind of been my heart for a wee while now, eh?
And do you avoid contact with people because of what you went through or because of the aftermath?
Because I went through and the aftermath, sorry.
Yeah.
It's kind of, even my pal says to me, you need to start getting out and things like that. So, and you don't tell people anything that happened to you, so
yeah.
You know, I'm quite happy to beat them up. But, I mean, that's all you say.
Okay. What impact has this experience had on your life overall?
I've not got a life, basically. To be honest with you, I've not really got a life. My life is basically a loner, been in the house myself and kind of keep myself.
Yeah.
everybody else has got a life, they go out and socialise, things like that, but you don't want to. I don't know what it is, I don't know. I was kind of hoping they would get away, but no, it's not.
So how do you, like, what do you think would have been different about your life had you not have been in care?
I don't know. I think that maybe if I wasn't in care, I would have had a career, or had a family, or had a normal life, but no, I've forgotten that. I think that's through the care settings that I am.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I've not got a family, I've not got a career, I've not got things like that. I think if I wasn't put in care, you sit and think to yourself, I might have had a life.
Mm.
No, these days, no, we've not got a life.
Yeah. Have you ever received any counselling, therapy, mental health, addiction, GP, hospital or professional support?
No.
Okay.
As I said, you don't tell people, you keep it to yourself. You probably find that a lot of people talk to you, that you kind of, sorry, you talk to your lawyer or anything like that. They've got to keep themselves private and confidential.
Yeah, there's nothing, there's no judgment about it. People, you tell who you want to tell, and if you don't want to tell anyone, you don't need to. There's no force in you to tell anyone. Do you know what I mean?
You don't need to. No,
it's your business.
I don't tell anybody anything. I've kind of, and that's why I'd love to have been able to speak to people, not about now, you can.
Well, I appreciate your bravery speaking to me about it.
Yeah.
It helps, and it means a lot that you've trusted me with it. Have you ever been diagnosed with any relevant health conditions or taken any medication?
I take medication just now.
Yeah, what medication is that?
Amitriptyline.
And is that your sleeping tablets?
No, they're for sleeping and they're to help your nerves.
Okay. Any other medications, or is it just the amitriptyline and the sleeping tablets?
Quite a few. Some of Aston.
Okay.
And then there's Cocodamol.
Yeah.
Lazaprazole.
I used to take that.
And Meloxicam.
Okay. I'll just leave them in there for now. I'm sure we'll have on your GP records all of your medicines. Yeah. Are you receiving support now?
No.
No. Okay. Is there any sibling, relative, friend, partner, or professional who you would like to provide a supporting statement for your claim?
No, I don't. I've not told anybody. I've not said to anybody about it.
Yeah. Okay.
I spoke to Redbus, they kind of said, if you've not spoke to anybody, it doesn't matter, it's kind of, especially your word.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you the last couple of questions now, so we are close to the end. So why are you applying to the Scottish Redress Scheme, and what would you like to come from telling your story to the Scottish Government about what you went through?
I'd like them to deal with what happened back in the past and actually accept responsibility for not doing enough to help young people in care. Never really done nothing to help people in care when back in the day.
Mm.
I think actually they're doing something new, but they're enough of that here about care homes, they're all different now.
Yeah. And what would you like to come from, like, telling your story? Like, what do you want people to know from telling your story?
I want them to know what happened back in the day. And I don't mind people just to ignore what happened back in the day, because a lot of people just ignore it and go, it happened back in the day, but it's the past. It's not the past. It's not the past of people that suffered it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's in the future. It's still in their heads, and it's still in. I know a few people are in homes that are in homes that committed suicide for all this and all that.
Yeah.
So it's actually, I don't understand why people say, oh, that was years ago. Just ignore it and all that. It's not something you can ignore.
Yeah.
It's in people's memories, that's the way it is.
Yeah. And what would acknowledgement mean to you? So what would the Scottish Government acknowledging what you went through mean to you?
It'd mean a lot if you get an apology after them, admitted that the care homes back in the day weren't they suited. It shouldn't have been happening. There should have been rules. There should have been people checking up in care homes. There should have been things done in the care homes back in the day. So such things like that should have happened back in the day.
Yeah. See, they should have been monitored more closely.
Aye. Because it's just... you want the Scottish Government to take responsibility. But I think when I'm bringing out the red vest and that, they're taking some kind of responsibility, but I'm not taking it all. They're just saying, we'll give you compensation, that's it.
Yeah, and it's...
And we'll give you an apology. I don't think that's enough. I actually think they should have done something back then. It's just politicians and governments, they don't care about the public. They never have.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you would like Redress Scotland to understand about what happened or the harm that you lived with?
Yeah, I'd like them to understand what happened, aye, completely. I hope it doesn't happen to other people. It's one of the things. It's mentally and physically, it just stays with you. It just doesn't go away. I think that's why they brought Red Vest out, because the Scottish Government knew it was wrong.
Yeah.
And they brought that out to give people compensation. I don't think compensation's enough.
No. It's no, nowhere near justice.
I think you've got to be the compensation. I mean, it's just... it might make your life a wee bit happier and make you better than that. But it's not going to bring back your youth and your young and make you your future and that. Your future's basically fucked, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But I don't think you understand that. I think they're just saying, we'll give you compensation, that's it. We'll give you an apology, that's you. Away
yeah.
you go. That's it, dealt with, that's you. I don't think that's enough, I think.
No.
I think it should have been dealt with years ago. But now, I think it was 2032 they brought this up.
Yeah.
The Red Dress scheme. That should have been brought out years before that.
Absolutely.
And dealt with before that.
Is there anything important that we haven't covered today?
No, I think we've covered quite a lot.
Yeah. Is there
I haven't spoken this much for years.
Well, do you know what? I'm glad that you were able to do so with me. It's me. I just make people feel really comfortable.
Yeah.
Is there any wording that you would like to have handled carefully?
No.
No? Okay. How are
I
you?
I could see a lot of stronger words, but I just didn't.
You should have.
I know.
Tell them you put in mind.
I'm not really I don't like swearing much. I'm not a big swearer.
No. Only when necessary, eh?
I don't. In Celtic's club.
You just signed that Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, haven't you?
He's been there for the last year. He's been there over a year now.
I thought it was only a couple of months. That's how far behind I am.
When did he sign? I don't know. We're in just now. August.
Oh, was it? Oh, God.
He signed in January.
Ah.
A year's deal.
Nice.
They did him a New Year's contract there.
Well, you won the last cup, didn't you?
I won the last one. I won the league and all.
You're doing pretty well for the start of this season.
Rangers,
not so much.
Aye, that's good, but...
No, I like the football. I try and keep up with a bit of it.
Aye, my favourite player years ago when I was young was Alan Shearer. I liked him.
Well, I'm from Newcastle.
Aye, I loved Shearer. Shearer was brilliant. Played with Chris Sutton at Blackburn. Chris Sutton played the Celtic, so.
Yeah, Shearer was good. I liked Shola Miobi.
Nah, he was good.
One
of the best players with Newcastle I've seen ever was Faustino Estrella.
Yes, yeah.
Him and Ginola were brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think we have had some good teams, but this season's going to be a struggle.
Well, they'll sell most of their best players, aren't they?
I know, that's why I'm a bit gutted. I'm not clutching on straws for this season, I'll tell you that.
Sell Tenali, sell Guevara, sell Isaac last year, sell Gordon to Barcelona. I think they've sold about 300 plus million round for players.
Yeah, and I haven't even bought anyone proper yet.
I know.
We bought someone from Benfica.
Aye, at right back.
Yeah.
But the guys that own Newcastle are richer than Man City, you know.
Can't spend it though, can we?
I know.
It's all this financial fair play, but it's not fair, is it?
Well, they just sell 300 million worth of players. You think they'd be able to spend that?
No, you'd like to think so, wouldn't you? But apparently not. So we'll see how this season goes. It might be that I ring you in a few months to tell you Redress's decision and we're relegated already. Patrick, how are you feeling after discussing all of this?
All right. How do you think it will go?
Yeah. And do you feel safe to be ending the call with me?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. I'm glad. Is there someone you can contact for support if you need any support?
I've got a good pal. He's got a key in my house. He comes in quite a lot. So.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad. So I'm now going to quickly explain the next steps to you, just so that you have a rough idea. So after this call, I'm going to go away and I'm going to neaten up, because I've taken it down as notes. I'm going to write it into a full statement. Once that's done, it'll be emailed over to you. So you'll get your statement and you'll get a payment authority letter. It's just so you can read through it, make sure you're happy with it. You'll sign the statement and the payment authority letter, and that'll get sent back to us. We'll then send it off to Redress and you'll have to do an identification verification. So it's literally a 20-second WhatsApp video call where our head solicitor and my manager joins the call with you, and you'll hold your ID up to your face and they'll say, yep, and then it's done. Okay?
Okay.
It's really, really quick. It's like 20 seconds and then it's done. Okay? We don't really hang about with it.
No problem.
Are you happy with how the next steps have been explained?
Yes.
Perfect. Well, that is your witness statement complete, Patrick. So I will, like I said, go away, write this up, and I will contact you when it is ready for you to read through and sign, okay?
That's brilliant. Thanks for
All right. Thank you very much for your time, and thank you for trusting me to open up to me, okay?
No problem. Enjoy your day.
You enjoy the rest of your day too, Patrick. I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.